Coffee? Check. Earbuds? Check. Make us part of your morning routine. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
There's a lot for investors to pay attention to this week. I'm John Wardock at the news desk in Washington. We'll get some insights from the chief investment strategist at PNC Asset Management straight ahead.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Joining us on the line from Philadelphia is Bill Stone. He's the chief investment strategist at PNC Asset Management Group. Bill, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
We have a lot to talk about when it comes to the economy and when it comes to what's going on with the Fed. What is the most important thing investors should pay attention to this week?
Well, I think for me, probably the two things. So one is the payroll numbers on Friday. That's really the last major hurdle before the Fed meeting on December 16th, before they'll likely hike. So, you know, a disaster there on Friday would perhaps change the course. I think it probably would change the course. The other one really is the European Central Bank's meeting on Thursday, which they're widely expected to increase their stimulus. The question is really, what do they do?
And what should we expect out of the jobs number? What are you forecasting? What are your fine economists forecasting?
Well, we're looking for a little bit less than the consensus. The consensus is looking for about 200,000 jobs to be created. I think we're at roughly 190. But, you know, at the whole end, that's not enough of a difference to matter that if we get anywhere close to that 200, I think we're on the path, like I said, to actually get that December 16th increase.
What if the payroll figure comes in at 100,000?
That would get more interesting. I think two things. So one is the other parts of the report. So what our hourly earnings are, the work week looks like, maybe past revisions of months matter. But certainly that would make things a bit more interesting. But I don't know that it necessarily takes it off the table, but I would expect that if it was that bad, the market might start, you know, lowering probabilities of the December move.
And the chairwoman of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, goes before Congress to give an update on the economy. That happening on Thursday. What are your expectations there? Could she send out any signals about the upcoming Fed meeting?
I think she's going to try not to give any different signals that she's been, that we're, you know, on pace to make a change, or that it seems to be, you know, the likelihood that, that December is on the table. We also get, she speaks in, I think, at least one other time this week. And then on top of it, I think there's maybe nine other Fed officials speaking this week. But I think the story is the same. I think they're going to really try not to change the story, because I think they feel pretty good, and they should, about the communication that the market has now digested, that it's highly likely that they hike. And you know, and frankly, the market's acted quite well in that digestion. So I suspect they won't want to rock the boat.
That's right. After we got the last Fed minutes, it seemed like the signal was clear. Hey, folks, ladies and gentlemen, coming up mid-December, there's going to be a rate hike. So a jobs report that is really worse than expected would probably throw all that off, do you think?
Yes. I mean, I think it would. Certainly you'd see it reflected very quickly in the Fed fund futures. So those probabilities would likely fall. It's just, you know, it obviously is an imperfect science in terms of how far it would have to fall. And on top of it is whether they really viewed it as a signal that things were continuing to get worse. I think there's a lot of other parts, like initial jobless claims and so forth, that, you know, would say things are still holding in quite well and there's reason to, you know, really expect us to go in December.
And you mentioned the European Central Bank meeting on Thursday. Bring that home for an American audience. Why should we care about that? What's going on there? How closely tied is the U.S. to Europe's economy?
So it is one of our major trading partners. I think for me, the more interesting part is just perhaps the currency side. So does this, in fact, drive the dollar to be even stronger against the euro? So maybe a lot of your listeners are happy because they can, you know, take a vacation perhaps in Europe. But what it means to our exports, the interesting thing, I mean, just on a, I guess, thinking about it basis of the markets, is that this is really, if it plays out this way, the true start of the divergence between the major central banks of the world. So, you know, the ECB just continuing likely to ease policy, and then the U.S. likely to be tightening and actually, you know, raising policy rates. And that's a different situation that we've been in with really everybody in terms of the developed world moving in one direction to easing.
And on Wall Street, traditionally, once we start December, people start talking about the Santa Claus rally and whether he's going to show up on Wall Street. What's your take on that?
You know, historically, at least the probabilities do favor saying, yes, he'll show up. I think there's good reason to say fourth quarter economic activity should be pretty good. At least our early take on the consumer, although it's difficult now that the e-commerce has really become so much a part of it. So you hear, well, the, you know, the brick and mortar stores may not have had as good of a Black Friday, but if, you know, I think a lot more people are like me and they don't ever go in stores, we just do it all online. That seems to be going well. So I guess I still feel pretty good about, you know, going into the end of the year.
And what kind of December do you think it's going to be for the stock market in general?
Well, you know, I feel good about the, you know, because the way at least historically we've looked at it is when the Fed has started to hike, which again we expect in middle of December, historically the market has been up. Now again, who knows on any one month, but has been up the vast majority of the times in the next 12 months. So you have quite a few, I think, probabilities in your favor anyway.
He is Bill Stone, the Chief Investment Strategist at PNC Asset Management Group, joining us to take a look at a lot of different things going on this week that could impact your money in the market. Bill, thank you for taking a few minutes.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Hear more shows at WSJ.com/podcasts. Money Beat.
Personally, I think the Fed's making a lot of noise.
Heard on the street.
Can Tesla's hype live up to the rough road ahead?
Watching your wealth.
So often, people talk about millennials not making any money, but in fact, there are some really wealthy millennials.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.